Okay, so start the recording. Okay. All right, I want to call the monthly meeting of WPC to order right at 6:30, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, even though I didn't have it on the agenda. I pledge allegiance to the
Allegiance to the
flag
flag of the
of the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and
and
to
to
the
the
Republic
Republic for
for
which it
which it stands,
stands, one
one
nation,
nation, under
under
God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty and justice
justice
for
for all.
all.
All right, roll call. Let the roll call show that all members of the committee are here. First item on the agenda, with two items that we should have done last month. One is the election of the chairman. And I will tell you right now, I don't want to do it. But if I have to, I will. So we need a nomination for chairman.
Jack and I can not
Yeah,
second.
well, I didn't
Sorry,
hear.
Jack.
Bob, you made a nomination?
I nominated Jack Walsh.
Wow. And Kelly, you
Second.
seconded? Okay.
All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Why?
All
Aye.
abstain. And the motion is carried.
Sorry, Jack.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting near the end, and you'll see as we go
We
along.
can't pass up. We can't pass up a good thing.
Yeah, it's getting to be a second job. Okay. Next thing is schedule of meetings. We didn't do that before, but for Mark's benefit, we'll stay with the same schedule. Second Wednesday of
Good.
the, or third. I'm sorry. Third Wednesday of the month at 6:30. Does that
So
work?
moved.
Okay.
Yep, so moved.
So moved by Kelly.
Vote
Bob,
to me.
okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain. Okay. We're set.
We know there's no porchetta lovers on this committee then.
Why?
No, this is the AM club, the porchetta
Oh.
dinner. Always a for certain groups, it's like a taboo day. You can never have it on this night. So we will
Yeah.
be fighting for competition for this date.
Yeah.
You know what, Mark? Bob Bell is the only one that would have to run out of a meeting to get up to the
Yeah.
porchetta. You know who's on the cholesterol pills and who's not.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Let's see. Yeah, Bob's not here yet, so let's go down
Public
to.
portion, Jack.
Oh, well, there's no one
You
from the
got the
public
public?
here. Well, unless Mark, do you want to
Okay.
speak?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll wait for the approval of the bills until Bob gets here, because the only bills that I have are his bills. So let me go directly to the finance. Oh no, wait a minute. We didn't approve the minutes. You have three sets of minutes in your packet from November and December. What's your pleasure?
I moved that it be accepted. There was a typo, Bob. I moved this, they be accepted with corrections.
Okay. Bob, did you have a correction?
I didn't, other than the time of tonight's meeting.
Yeah, but that's this month's minutes.
We're okay.
All right, so you want to
Okay.
second the motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Minutes are accepted. What's next here? Engineering approval. We can't do either of those yet. Finance reports. Well, again, I'm not going to ask you to either accept or approve these. Those no until things get better. But I do just want to point out a couple of things. I had a good, very good meeting with Brian Hall. He's the new finance director. He's the interim finance director. I sat down and discussed the issues that we've got. And he understands them. Right now, he's under the gun because they have to prepare the mayor's budget for February 1st. So obviously, he's got so much work to do. So I said, look, after February 1st, I just want to sit down and get this all straightened out, because we've got so many problems with finance that they just have to be resolved. And You know, again, I'll just go through this report that's on the screen just to show you what I'm talking about. First of all, we don't have a real separation between revenue and expenses on here as we should, or the assets and liabilities. But coming down even here, some good news, and I pointed this out last month, the impact fees are coming in and it'll be a big help to us this year. We've already collected $520,000 in impact fees. And also the interest earned, you know, that's that state deal that we've got where we're investing our excess funds or reserve funds. We've already collected $142,000 for the year. So that's going to help us quite a bit for this year. So I want to point those out. That's, again, assuming these numbers are correct, but we'll see. But then immediately you'll see why this doesn't work. If you come down here, we already identified previously this clothing allowance was really the Reftelis contract. So it shouldn't even be on here, at least not that part, because that's an expense related to the long-term, the referendum. And then if you come down more, I just want to point out a few others. I don't want to belabor this. Legal services, there's a $52,000 already. And we know we had the $26,000, but I don't know where it got to $52,000. Looks like maybe it was booked twice or there were expenses from the referendum. So that's wrong. The accounting.
Hey, Jeff, the engineering services, was that those legal fees from 2 years ago that we voted on? There was something else I saw in here that seemed real high.
I just think, Kelly, a lot of things have been entered in the wrong places here.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I'm saying I don't even want to, ask for a motion to approve it because it's so far off. Look at this line item. It's 52906. Now, this is a small thing, but it's a big thing. Yeah. This calls this line item life insurance. It's not life insurance. It's medical insurance.
Yeah.
There's a world of difference between life insurance and medical insurance. Other items that are all off. You already pointed out the engineering service. I'm going to talk about that. And it could be some of the fees related to the bond. Property and plant maintenance. This might be right, but it seems awfully high. It shows $94,000 out of a $105,000 budget. So there'd only be 10% left. So I don't think that's correct.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's quite a few things.
Yeah, there are. Okay, so, we'll get it straightened out, but it's a mess right now, and I don't want to waste time talking about it because it's beyond the control of this committee until the finance committee sits down.
Did we hire a new director? You say finance director?
Yes, they did.
Oh, wow.
His name is Brian Hall. He's an interim finance director. And if things work out, maybe six months from now, he'll be the finance director.
Okay.
But again, the first priority right now is he has to get the budget done. So I didn't want to bother him. Seemed like a nice guy, very willing to work with us. So I think right after February 1st, we'll sit down, hopefully with another new staff person on our end, and get this all straightened out, take some of the burden off of Ed too, because he needs these numbers as much as we do. To manage the plan. So.
And we're going to need them for April to do a good budget too, April or May.
Yeah, Ed's actually working on a budget, but it doesn't mean anything. The new director didn't understand that our budget is completely separate. He asked if we could do it. So Ed is putting, which we can use as a preliminary thing for our end when we get to it. So why don't we move right into the superintendent's report then? Ed?
Hold on 1 second. Let me just pull it up. And I just texted Bob to see if he forgot about the meeting or if he's going to join us. Okay. For the January 2024 meeting, the collection system for December of 2023 responded to a total of 70 call before you dig tickets with two emergencies. We also responded to a total of 3 emergency callouts. At the plant, we had an average flow of 2.6 million gallons a day. a total flow of 81.12 million gallons a day and a max daily flow of 5.4 million gallons a day. Our average nitrogen with all the rain with the permit at 135 pounds per day, and our permit limit is 71 pounds per day. We're still under our annual average at 63.24 for the year, so we are good there. We will be getting money back again. Our average effluent BOD was 12.5, with an average suspended solids of 4 milligrams per liter and an average turbidity of 2.9. For maintenance, our fire alarm company was on site for 2 days to do all the repairs. The fire alarm system is now back up and running, back in service. Our Godwin pump was serviced and is now back in service. Quarterly maintenance was completed on the plant and pump station generators. Belt filter press was out of service for 3 days. We temporarily fixed it and put it back in service. We completed 3,700 feet of sewer jetting and cleaning, and the quarterly sewer cleaning was also completed. In general, we are working with Weston & Sampson for the NITDES permit removal. Attached is a submersible quote that we are looking to purchase. The sewer impact fee timetable update and language, we really haven't had a chance to work on that yet. And then the belt filter press upgrade update.
Okay, the quote is on here. Do you want to do this now?
Sure, I'll talk about it now. This pump is something that we're going to need when we get the new press in place, because even in the contract that Weston and Sampson wrote up, we're going to need to pump liquid for a couple of months. And the pumps that we have, if you remember a few months ago when we had the truck liquid, we were having problems with our pumps. So this is going to be a new one that's going to be able to get us by for the time being, and we'll be able to use it, long after we're using it to pump the liquid while we're getting the new press installed.
And would this be used in the new system too when we eventually get there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so Ed's presented this. Someone want to make a motion to approve this?
This is part of a bond, I guess, then, right? It's on a new system. They use it in a new system for a new press, right?
Well, we're not doing it as part of that. We're doing it because we, well, I don't know. Ed, I'm going to turn to you about that. Because
Bob's doing.
if we do it that way, we probably will have to have the infrastructure committee look at it.
I guess there's one of a couple of different ways we could do it. Because we need it to truck liquid while the new press is going to be getting set up, it could be used as part of this project. It could be used as capital project for the upgrade, or we could just buy it out of our own budget.
Well, I would suggest to get it done if we want to get it done tonight, that we do it out of our own budget, and then we, later on we can adjust it as need be.
Yes,
Yeah, I
sir.
agree.
Fine.
Okay, so someone want to make that motion?
Make a motion to purchase the submersible pump for $12,618 plus freight of $125.
All right, Kelly, you want to second that?
Yeah, I second it. Yep.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? Okay, you're all set on that. And I see Rob's with us, so I'll go back to the engineer's report.
Yeah, so, sorry I'm late. I was having difficulties getting on, getting my computer going, but
No problem.
not sure what I missed. But for the engineering report, we're moving forward with the solids handling equipment design. We were out there taking measurements last week, getting the base plant set up. Regarding the facilities plan, we submitted the amendment to the 2023 supplemental wastewater facilities plan. The amendment remember, were to address the four comments that they had, one of which was the Rotillis report, which they now have. We asked them, we have a meeting set up for later this month. It just got rescheduled a few hours ago, the conflict with DEP, but it's scheduled for the end of the month. And it's just to discuss the next steps, the process of getting the facilities plan approved, funding. I have an agenda set up for that. And so Jack and Ed will be on that. It'll be a call with three people from DEP. The mayor did send in the letter to request the extension of the dates for the administrative order. Those are published right there. Basically added another 18 months to the schedule. So we're looking to the end of next year to submit design drawings. And we want to talk to them about that at that meeting, to because the facilities plan has this schedule in it. And so if they approve the facilities plan, we can move forward with the next steps. Route 34, they're in the very final stages of the sewer project. There's two manholes left at Caroline and 34. And the three service laterals are reconnected. And there's regarding phase five for the sewer rehab, I got word from National Water Main who's doing that. There's two tasks left. Laurel Lane, there's a service that needs to be, a lateral service needs to be lined, and raising the manhole. They've been pushing the schedule. So they said they'd have it done by the end of the month. So we're trying to wrap that project up.
We still owe them money on that?
Yes, we owe them. Yeah, they haven't been paid for the work they haven't done, and we have retainage.
Okay, all right. Okay, any questions for Ed? For Rob? I'm sorry.
What's happening on Main Street at Minerva? They had a hole dug there, like two pipes exposed. Has that been repaired or something? By City Hall.
Yeah, right across from City Hall. I'm not sure that must be drainage, because they were digging in that area closer to Caroline. That was a sanitary. But
that's Minerva, not Caroline.
Yeah, Minerva, there might be drainage going on in there.
Looked like a drainage pipe, I would guess. There's two different sizes. One about 18 inch maybe, and one about 10 inch, look like.
Yeah, you know? we're putting in 8-inch PVC. The part at Minerva and heading toward Caroline, that part is done, and it's pretty much done almost all the way, if not all the way, to Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's...
Hey Bob, you said there's three services that were reconnected. What did they think out of the box to put in two laterals to the two vacant lots there, the old Mulardo building, and then there was something else in there. There was a TV, can't even remember now. But there's two vacant lots in there. Did they put any thought into putting any kind of lateral to the curb so it doesn't have to be dug up again?
There is a lateral to the vacant lot at Minerva in Maine, that vacant lot right across from City Hall.
Right.
And then there's three services. It's not really vacant lot in between there. I thought it was vacant too, but that's more of it's like a courtyard or something.
Yeah, but that was an old, I don't know, I'm dating myself, but that was an old TV.
Colonial TV. Place.
Yeah.
Colonial TV.
I mean, there's something goes into that lot. If they go into that lot, I mean, you're going to have to dig out to the street again. I mean, I know it's kind of too late to do it, but isn't that kind
of... No, it's not. It's not too late. I'll take a look at that again. Definitely wanted to pick up everybody that was connected. We were out there.
Bob, you and Jack would know better, but you had the Mulardo building, which sounds like that goes out to Minerva. Then you had the old TV repair shop, Colonial TV.
Right.
Then you got the bar. You've got Is there one more?
Soda.
Yeah, the club soda,
club
and then
soda.
The bank where the dance magic is. Is that
Right.
it? Four things in that block?
I believe so.
What about the building behind Club Soda? Does that have its own lateral? Or does that go into Club Soda? It might be something to look at, Bob.
I'll take a look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be silly to dig that all up again, and probably what they would have to go through to get down to that main. I don't know. It's just a thought.
And isn't there another vacant lot next to where, Caroline Street? Next to the building with Derby Transcript and where the new pizza place is going in. Isn't that a vacant lot too?
Yeah, right where Derby Pizza used to be.
So that should be looked at too, no?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, any questions for Rob?
No.
All right, so
Jack, you know anything about the power plant on Coon Hollow Road that was supposed to open in November or December? Is that open, up and running?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. That
we were putting in a drain there for the water.
Yeah, I think all that road work was done.
Yeah.
So they already had all their permits or whatnot. They probably didn't make a big deal. They probably just went online.
Yeah,
I think they wanted to do that before the frost got in anyway.
Yeah.
That was a push.
Well, whether they went online, they were supposed to go online before the end of the year. I don't know. I haven't heard any more.
I mean, it's not very big compared to the one down on Roosevelt Drive. So
yeah, 2-point-something kilowatt,
megawatt,
2-point-something megawatt.
But Balsam did make a big impression on our budget. You saw. I mean, there's a lot of money that came in there, along with Splash Car Wash. So we'll have to consider that as we move forward. Okay, let's move on to the only bills that we have. And I just wanted to check on these. Rob, the first one, this is just the will call, and there are two here for 470 and 2704.86. Or is the total 2704?
Total's 27. Yeah.
Okay, so we need approval for this one. This is the on-call and solids handling for 2704.86.
So moved.
Want a second, Bob?
That's seconding.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving down. Is this one part of the bond, Rob?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, so for this one, we have to give our approval pending infrastructure if needed.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. And this is ours, this is the phase five, $650.
Let me ask a question on this one, on these. Does Ed sign off on these, or anybody sign off them, or what? I'm not sure what this is. Derby phase five rehab.
That's the I&I work.
Oh, this wouldn't be for Ed either, I guess, right? No.
It's the engineering services for him.
Yeah. Okay.
When the invoices come to me, I still do sign off on them.
Right, right. And ideally, they would go to you first, but I'll talk about that more in a minute when I blow my top a little bit. So a motion to pay this one?
Make a motion to pay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're paying the bills. So now let me get down here to the coordinator position and staffing and ongoing issues. As I said, I just about reached the end of my line. I had a meeting about a week ago with the mayor, the chief of staff, and Mark. And I said, look, this just can't go on anymore. Okay? We have to have somebody in that office. It's getting to be ridiculous. There are invoices that aren't getting paid. Ed showed me one invoice that was paid for $9,000. The check was for $9,000. The bill was only $591. It's just a mess. You know, we don't have all the information we need for the meetings. I'm doing all this setting up the meetings and doing all this stuff, which should be done in staff. On top of that, there are documents that should be kept in the office. So sat down and they agreed, you know, it was a question of, they kind of want to hold off on the hiring. I said, okay, if you want to hold off on the hiring of a position until you get the fine, but somebody has to go in there and get this office straightened up. I can't do this anymore. It's not my role, and it's not fair to ask Ed, and we don't want Ed to be doing that. It's got a big job running the plant. So we had a good meeting, and the outcome, Mark isn't here. I wish he was still here. He could give us a little bit of update, but they were first going to approach Marcy about coming back for a short period of time until they get this reorganization, or they're going to have to go after somebody to come in and do it. So you know, that was just last Thursday or Friday. So I'm giving them some time, but this has got to change. You can't do it.
They're looking for a temp? Is that what they're going to do?
I'd have to get, no, when they say a temp, they would look for somebody from maybe one of the other WPCs in the Valley might be working, give us time so they would understand it.
There was an ad, I saw an ad in the past week or so for a part-time hourly person for WPCA. Did he quit or something?
No. I think it's to cover this time that we need for what was Marcy's position.
Oh. Okay. I think that was it. Okay.
Yeah. They understand. We can't keep going the way we're going.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, just looking at the bills from Weston and Sampson, we're in the rears on quite a few bills here too. So I'm back.
Well, that's my whole point. Yeah. That's my whole point. Okay. Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a couple more days and then I'll be calling again because I can't tell you how much time I'm spending on WBCA now. Yeah. It's every day. It's calls, it's emails, it's too much. But in any case, it's being worked on. They understand and can't keep going this way.
Jack, was there something wrong with the applicants that had applied for the position? Is that why we're waiting or they didn't like them?
No, it has nothing to do with the applicants. You know, they've been talking about this reorganization for 5 or 6 years. So, you have to give the new administration a little bit of time because they want to do a reorganization too. So it's not about the candidates. They know that we're all in favor of the candidate that we had selected through the review process, but they want to see if they're going to do this or not. Which is fine, but in the meantime, somebody's got to cover the office. You know, it's not a good situation. I'm sure that phone calls don't get the proper response either. You know, people coming in.
Plus, in March, we're going to start collecting more money.
That's right. And I made that point. I made that point to them. We've got to get it resolved by then. So, okay, then the next one is the Fournier contract with the writer. It didn't go to the Board of Alderman, but I spoke to Rich again today, and what he wants us to do is to have this committee authorize me to sign the contracts, then he'll get the rest done, and we'll get this done, because the mayor is going to have to sign the contracts as well. So I'm going to ask for authorization to sign the contract once it's approved. Okay, you're going to give me that authority, and somehow he'll do the part where the mayor has to sign it, and I'd ask to do it not just for this, but also for the other contract that we already approved with Rob to do the engineering service for it. So what I'm asking for is a motion to authorize the chairman to sign the contract for the engineering service and for the purchase of the equipment, pending the Board of Aldermen approval.
Yeah, make that motion.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? You know, it was in your packet with the writer that had to go to Fournier, and they've agreed to the terms of the writer as well. So,
okay. So we haven't even ordered this yet.
No. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, that's done. Connection fees, Ed, you said you didn't get a chance to look at that, so we'll hold that till next month. Grant writing did come up also in my meeting with the mayor. The city has a part-time grant writer, and I have had some conversations with her about we may need to use her services, as well as we've also talked to Rob about doing some of the grant writing for us going forward. We just want to update you. They have somebody that they think is pretty good, and evidently she has experience also working on WPCA issues in other towns. But you know, right now there's nothing for us to do with this until after that meeting with Deep and for their approval of that. So, but I just wanted to make you aware that the city has someone, and we've also talked about using Rob. So that's the latest update on that. So
we can't let that lie. That's the sooner the better on that.
Yeah, but we have to have something for her to do.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So we will do that. That's going to have to come out of our budget, though. It won't come out of the city budget.
No. So. I just don't like that word part-time. That's the thing that worries me. We should have a part-time person just for us, whether it be from Rob or we bring in a
part-time. Well, that's up to us. That is up to us, Kel. So I'm just saying there will be options out there.
Good. Good.
All right. I don't have anything else.
Motion to adjourn.
Want to second that, Bob?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We are officially adjourned at 7:02.
Wow.
Let me stop this recording.
Jump off.
Mark it on the calendar, too.